There is so much speculation. People have all kinds of ideas. They have ideas about heaven, they have ideas about hell, they have ideas what happens when you die, they have ideas about what actions will take you to heaven, what things will do this, what things will do that. And there's tons of speculation. People have been trying to prove this. Their speculations, their ideas. You know for how long? You know how long people have been trying to prove that this is the way it is? Before Christ. People have been writing books. People have been putting forth their theories. But nobody has been able to prove it. Why? Because the focus is not here, now. If the focus is here, now, then everything makes sense. I'm alive. Breath comes into me. I'm conscious. I see, I feel, I understand. And I want to feel full. Why? 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 Why do you want to feel fulfilled? Why? Does anybody have to explain to you why you want to feel fulfilled? Because you and every person on the face of this earth already knows that when you are fulfilled, it is the best feeling. How many books have been written on this topic? Surprisingly, none. Oh, they try to elude. But it is too obvious. It is like putting a sign outside the shower. Caution, may get wet. You don't need a rocket scientist. You don't need a book. This is like writing on food. Caution may remove hunger. This is like writing on a glass of water or a bottle of water. Caution might remove thirst. This is like writing on a bed. Caution may feel good. Don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that when I am fulfilled, it feels the best. This is when I am the happiest. The issue isn't that. Issue isn't fulfillment. Issue is how do you get it? Now there's a lot of books on that. And this is where speculation starts to come in. Nobody can tell you. You are now fulfilled. So, people try to figure out, how do I get fulfillment? How can I be fulfilled? People say, read this book and you will be fulfilled. Follow this path and you will be fulfilled. Go down this road and you will be fulfilled. Go to this holy place and you will be fulfilled. Go to the Himalaya and you will be fulfilled. Renounce everything, you will be fulfilled. That's one part. The other one is, more money you have, the more fulfilled you will be. If you have a good job, then more fulfilled you will be. The trouble is, those two camps, trains of thought, neither has been able to actually prove their point. But what about you? Fulfillment is about feeling fulfillment. Either you do or you don't. Where will you feel fulfillment? Where? Who are you trying to fulfill? Your ideas? Because if you are, I have bad news. This can never be fulfilled. It's nature. Just how it is. That's its nature. Tell me, I ask you a simple question. Has the nature of your suffering changed? Has it? Just because you have a new phone doesn't mean that bad news is not bad. Bad news is still bad, whether it is coming from a $200 phone, $500 phone, or free. Isn't it? What has changed for you? At the end of the day, what has changed for you? Are you still not human? Do you not like to sit down when you are tired? How a video is recorded, how audio is recorded, technologically may have changed, but your need to see and your need to hear has not changed. Because you're human. Now everybody thinks that's an insult. You're just a human. Is it? Then let me put it in perspective for you. What is the perspective? Here's the perspective. In this body, in this shell, which, by the way, is made out of dirt, actually, you know, earth is made out of dirt. And come to think of it, most of the universe, any solid matter out there, seems to be also dirt. Anyways, this dirt inside of it resides the infinite. What is infinite? Suffice to say, that which was, is, and will be is a pretty good definition. Suffice to say that it has the capability, something in you has the capability of making this dirt dance, talk, walk, and most importantly, want. Want. This is the most unique combination. And when this process is taking place, it is called life. And so far, this union is intact. You are alive. And so far you are alive, you can feel. So far so good? What would you like to feel? What would you like to feel? So somebody said bliss, somebody said love. You know, you can feel both. And much more than that. Not only feel bliss, but feel contentment. Not only feel contentment, but feel joy. Not only feel joy, feel happiness. Not only feel happiness, feel bliss. And many, many more like that. If you could only feel that infinite inside of you. That's all. That's all. If somebody gave you 5 minutes, said, okay, there's this restaurant, and they make incredible food. This is a question, okay? This restaurant, make incredible food. You have 2 minutes to go into this restaurant, and then you got to come back out. What would you do? The chef is in there. What would you do? Would you not go in and say, Chef, I want to taste the best you've got? Only 2 minutes. Would you not? So here you are. You are alive. And because you're alive, you can feel. And because you can feel, what would you like to feel? Because you too only really have 2 minutes. And what do I mean? You only have 2 minutes. I mean just that, 2 minutes. You only have 2 minutes. Because you live your life, all your life, in just 2 minutes. How? You live in the minute that is past, and you live in the minute that is yet to come. That's your 2 minutes. This is where you are. Let me introduce to you the third minute. And that is only 1 minute, and it is between the one that just went and the one that is coming. And the day you start to live in that minute, you will understand what I am talking about when I say feel that infinite, and you will be in bliss. Feel that infinite in you, and you will be in love. Feel that infinite, because that's where the infinite lives, not in the past. Not in the future. In the moment called now. And it's an art to live in the moment called now. To live in the moment that is past, it's easy. All you have to do is be unconscious. And to live in the moment that hasn't come yet, all you have to do is be unconscious. But if you want to live in the moment called now, you will have to be conscious. The good news is that yes, 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 and yes. This is not speculation. This is possible. That's the good news. That is the good news. It is very, 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 very possible. You don't know this, but I will tell you. You don't know this because you have forgotten. Once upon a time, you knew this, but now you have forgotten. You know what that is? This is what you're made for. You're not made to, you do terrible when it comes to suffering. You almost become paralyzed. Your body shuts down, you can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't walk, you can't talk, you cry, 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 cry. You become numb. People say things to you and you look at them like, all you think about is your sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. You become totally disinterested in sunrise, sunset, moon, quietness. Quietness is just as painful as to be with someone. Terrible. You are just not made for it. Enjoy.
Wow. You glow. Without electricity, you glow. You see a little tiny flower. Tiny. I mean tiny. And you go, wow. And you see the sun, and you go, wow, how beautiful. And when you are alone, you feel full. And when we are with someone, that's all you want to talk about, of how beautiful it is. And you want to sing even though you can't sing. And maybe tears roll down your eyes, but you don't want to wipe them. You don't care. You. When you want to be in that place, when you want to be happy, when you want to be content, this you do very well. Everything else, actually, you're really bad at. Look what we have done to this world. I mean, how many wars does it take to figure out wars are no good? And what are people doing? They're using their wisdom not to put an end to the wars. They're trying to justify them. Oh, yes, 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 this is important. What is important? All the different causes in the world, they take precedence over the one fundamental cause. And up till that point, so far, all the things take precedence over that one fundamental thing. There will be no end to wars in this world. And the one fundamental thing is to be fulfilled, to be in peace. Till this becomes the priority for every single human being. However, when people begin to say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it must happen, then that will be the first ray of hope. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it must happen. I'm not a politician. I'm not government. I am a human being like you, living on the same planet Earth at this time. My objective is to be in peace. And I love when I can bring others to that peace as well. I am not a speculator. I don't sell pictures of the water to the thirsty. I don't sell descriptions of the water to the thirsty. I don't sell CDs of waterfalls, the noise of waterfalls to the thirsty. I don't sell movies of the water to the thirsty. I don't. Instead, I know where the water is, and I bring the thirsty to the water. This is what I can do. This I can do. And this is what I do. It's simple. Because at the end of the day, you are simple. Let me show you your simplicity.
Let me once again put you in touch with the vision of life. Thank you.